Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Thanks for spending time. It's Hour 2 at Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency for all your equipment financing needs. Go Currency. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. Big recruiting weekend. We welcome in Mr. Blackshirt himself. A Monday with Charlie. Charlie McBride joins us. Coach, how was the weekend? Did you watch plenty of basketball or did you just sit in the sun?
No, I watched basketball. This time of year, you can't help it because whoever's house you're in, it's on, you know, so, but that's pretty much what we did. And, no, I was kind of sorry last night. I didn't crunch Creighton and that was kind of a short, bad deal, but anyway, that's the way life goes, you know, and you know, the funny thing is Yogi Berra was right. Mm-hmm. The game ain't over till the fat lady sings. And that's what everybody, I hate it when everybody starts jumping up and down with 10 seconds left and thinks they won, and then all of a sudden it turns around the other way, and it's sad.
Is that something you were pretty active with your kids about on the football field? With the game winding down, were you voicing your stay calm? Were you in your stay calm mode at the end of the Orange Bowls or Fiesta Bowls?
I don't know that I ever. Well, I don't know if I ever made it that way. You know, I'll tell you what happens is usually, you know, like they only got one touchdown and we put the other guys in the game, you know, a lot of the threes and fours. And so but sometimes those kids get in the game, they didn't even practice our offense. And, you know, there's times when we've been ahead. And, you know, when you look at the defensive stats, you know, I always used to have people tell me, you know, like, for example, in that game, I think it was Florida game was 2017. They had 17, and then when the other guys came in, they got 24. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, is that right? You know, when it comes down to the statistics, their statistics aren't as good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can happen. And well, we played Oklahoma State one year, and they put in a good running back. And he just blew us out of the water in the fourth quarter because we were ahead enough and it didn't look real good, you know. And so that's the kind of thing that happens. And at one time there were schools that were taking their pads off. And, you know, that when I saw that, I thought that's really crazy, you know, stuff.
Charlie McBride's with us on Hail Varsity Radio.
And Coach, before we get too deep into football, I do have to go back to Creighton. There's been two prevailing opinions in Nebraska. There doesn't seem to be much middle ground. Either it's you root for Nebraska, which means you can't root for Creighton, or there's the other people who say, well, if you're a Nebraska fan, it's okay to support Creighton in the tourney because they're the in-state school and we support other Nebraskans. And you being a guy who's around here for so long, what's your take on that? Is it okay to root for both Nebraska and Creighton?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I'm the kind of guy that, like, we moved into Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up a Cardinal fan because they were in Chicago way back when I was a kid. They went from Chicago to St. Louis to Phoenix. And I was always a Cardinal fan. I wasn't a Bear fan, but I was a Chicago fan. And when the Bears played, you know, I wanted them to win. But then when I moved to Detroit, when I moved to Michigan, now I'm a Detroit Lions fan. And a baseball, I watch baseball games a little bit, you know, this year. And, you know, you just, that's just the way I've been. And same thing with Michigan and Michigan State. And back when I was in, you know, in Colorado and back when I was younger, you know, I spent time in Michigan and Michigan State. But I learned a little bit there is there's too many people around me that are for other schools, and it's a lot of bad mouthing going in because I'm right in the middle of Notre Dame, Michigan, and Michigan State, and Indiana, and so, you know, we get Nebraska gets out of it, but the other four schools they don't get out of it because there's people always, you know, ragging each other, and they don't, they kind of leave Nebraska alone. At least they do when I'm around.
Let me ask you this. Would you have called the foul against the Creighton player if you're wearing the stripes, if you're the official?
Okay. Here's the thing about that. I think that the rule is a rule. Okay. And, look at what happened a couple years ago in pro ball. There was a blatant, I mean, pass interference, and they didn't call it. And the old story is, well, we don't call anything when they, you know, when it gets close to making a decision. We don't want to be the ones to change the game. But that doesn't make sense to me. If you got a rule, you got a rule. That's the end of the tune. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to say that we can change the book or we can change something at this time of the game and let it just go, you know, I don't, you know, that's the only thing that I've always been a guy that says, hey, you just go with what it's called. You have to, because you can argue with those guys. And all you want, when they call it, they call it. Now in basketball, they go over and look at the, you know, they'll look at the game film, which is kind of good, a good deal. And they still came up with the same call. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what's really hard here. Both my wife and I are hard of hearing, mm-hmm. and the TV was down. Because my son-in-law and his family, they were listening to the game on really low, and so I didn't get to hear all the comments that were made. Mm. And so, you know, they asked me the same question you are, but, you know, what do you think about changing it? And, you know, it's always good if it's the team you're for, you want it changed. Right?
Yeah. Depends who you're rooting for.
Because if they don't do it, the other team's going to be screaming.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and so, you know, the books, that's, I always got mad at our head of officials when one time he told the officials, don't call a holding call unless they throw them on the ground. What? You know, I'm going like, you know, so, you know, that's just the way official officiating is. He's not around anymore. But, you know, I think more times in pro ball you hear it from the pros that they shouldn't change the game, but I don't believe that. I think you ought to call it like you did in the first play of the game.
Yeah, no, give me consistency, that's for sure. Charlie McBride's with us. Monday with Charlie on Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, it was a big recruiting weekend for Nebraska. They had a number of high-level prospects that came in for unofficial visits. Dylan Raiola, Dominic's son was back, and there's a whole bunch of kids from the 500-mile radius from the Kansas City and St. Louis regions all the way out to California. And what's your reaction to Coach Rule getting so many kids that, well, the rest of the college football's recruiting really hard? They did a really nice job. And I know you're touch and go with the star system, the star rankings, but there's a lot of high-star guys here.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing is there's a bunch of ways to look at it. But I'll tell you what, if you get a commitment out of these guys after they visit a couple of schools and so on and so forth, you got a real commitment. If you get a kid that goes home right now and commits and then has three or four or five visits, which we didn't allow, as soon as they visited in our book back in the day, he wouldn't have a scholarship. Right away, he just took his scholarship away because we did it different. We had more, a commitment was a commitment, and it was through the coach, through the, through the newspaper, through the parents, and the parents were locked down to, allowing their son or, whatever to talk to anybody. And that's just the way we approached it from the beginning. And that's the way the commitment was absorbed. And so nowadays it's different. Nowadays it's kind of wide open, free spirit, free go here, commit, but it's okay if you go somewhere else. It makes it hard because you're telling players, if you have only take one tight end or one center or one, and you have three and one guy commits and you're only going to take one center and he all of a sudden decommits, now those other guys are gone somewhere else. Now what do you do? So, you've got to look at it a bunch of different ways. And I think what he did, and I think what was good, is that they came in early. They're going to be able to evaluate other schools. They're going to, if there are money guys, we'll lose them, maybe, or certain things. Some kids are some way and some are another, and I think most of the kids still, they know they're going to maybe come up with something, but they want to go to that school. And that's the important thing, that those guys, a lot of them are smart, and that's why they're in the position they're in now. And so they have a chance to compare Nebraska with every school they visit. And if they stick with their feelings, as they did when they were at Nebraska, say, for example, we're going to get them. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get an honest honest commitment out of players at that stage when they're fours and fives, if they go to maybe a couple of schools and have a chance to see some other places.
Coach, one of the things we talked about back in the first hour was that this weekend was really good for getting your foot in the door with some kids. They got to come see Nebraska, and now the question is going to become, at what point do they come back and come see Nebraska again? And I want to get your take. Did you have any patented closing out moves, some finishing moves for recruits? Once you got the foot in the door, they're coming back to Nebraska, they're interested. Was there anything that you would take them to go see on campus or pitches you would give them to make sure that they committed?
Well, it's just a hand. Really what it is a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn a lot about the kids when they, they kind of tell you, you're coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm going, I'm going. You wonder a little bit about their character sometimes. But, when you leave it go the way it is now, you open the door the whole time. Now, there's a kid over here at Pinnacle High School who hasn't signed with anybody, who's probably one of the number one guys in the whole country, the tight end.
Oh, the tight end. Okay.
He's a great baseball player. I mean, a great one. And what he's doing is waiting till the draft, the baseball draft, to see where he gets drafted. And he's probably going to get drafted high. But if he doesn't get drafted a certain place, he'll go probably to SC. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who's at Pinnacle with him?
Yeah, Dylan.
What?
Dylan Raiola.
Raiola's has moved to Pinnacle High School. So because of baseball, he's playing baseball now. But mm-hmm. I would say that in the summertime, if that kid's going to play his senior year of football, they'll be spending a lot of time together throwing the ball.
Mm. That's a and
the other kid, the way it sounds now, at least out here, is that he's already going to go to SC. So, you know, that's, you know, you never know how that thing turns out at all. But, you know, and so never say never. That's all I can say. It, you know, people say, well, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And that's just the death sometimes.
Charlie McBride's with us Monday with Charlie. It's Hail Varsity Radio. You said Deuce Robinson?
Yes.
That's the tight end.
Yeah,
that
five-star tight end, number one tight end in the country.
The USC's all over, and he's going to be catching passes from Dylan Raiola. Good insight there from Coach down in the desert. Coach, get some chicken wings this week, all right?
Oh, I had some. Oh. Friday, the 30th, what is it, Friday, I'm speaking to the Huskers in Arizona.
Are you?
Well, and they told me they're going to have hamburgers and chicken wings. It's going to be a luncheon deal, and they're going to have a lot of people there. So I'm going to go over there and use some gibberish.
No, that'll be all right. Make sure that you save some for the good folks that cheer for Nebraska. Coach will just take all the chicken wings.
Just send them to me, and I'll ask.
That's pretty good. Well, we'll run you down next week. Have a good time in front of the Big Red Faithful down in the desert there, Coach. And we'll talk to you next Monday, all right?
Okay. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next week.
See
have
you,
fun
Coach.
This week.
You too.
Okay. Bye now.
There he is. Good stuff from Charlie McBride. Officiating, recruiting, why not?
Deuce Robinson, the guy he mentioned? 6'6", 240-pound, almost center fielder. A lot of MLB teams see him as maybe the next Aaron Judge of sorts.
Sure.
So that's why he's been delaying his commitment.
Nope, that makes a lot of sense. Blackshirt Hour continues. Jay Moore's next.